This year has been dedicated L'chavad Harav Akiva Vedina Westreich V'yalidei Beisam Yehi Ratzon Sheyizku L'Toyra U'L'Hatzlacha V'Nachas L'Oirach Yomim V'Shanim Toivim V'Noyim. The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We have the Mishnah on Daf Pei Aleph on the Beis, where the Mishnah tells us that there is a machloikis between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon. The Mishnah tells us, Hashoichet v'nim tzitreifu, Hashoichet l'avoy d'zoru, Hashoichet v'nim tzitreifu, where the shchita is a shchita. But lemaisa, you can't eat the animal because the animal is a treifa. Shechet lavei dezoro, where the animal is also v'achilo, even though the shchit is a shchita. V'ashechet paras kratos, v'shar nisko v'ego arufa, where there's no heter achilo because all of them are also v'ano. Reb Shimon poiter, Reb Shimon holds that shchita does not have a shem shchita l'gabi oisiv es benoi, v'achachomim mechayvim. The chacham hold no. That's called a shchita. L'maisa, you shechted it. If you shechted it, and you didn't do a proper shchita, which is what the Mishnah says, Hashoichet v'nisnabla b'yodoi v'anoich v'amakim potur, Shemoyzev ezbenoi, that's not called a maisa shchita. But over here, since the maisa shchita was a kosher maisa shchita, it's a different problem. It's a treifa, also bano, skilo, so on. So that would be considered a shchita, you'd be over anoisev ezbenoi. Now, the same machlokes we have, L'chayr in the Mishnah of Kisei Adam, we have the same discussion over there. When is it called a shchita to be mechayiv, that the person has to cover over the blood of the chayiv or the oif, which is the din of Kisei Adam? Hashaychiv v'nim tzitreif, the same wording. Hashaychiv l'av v'zchacham, hashaychiv kulam b'fnim, v'kotchim b'chutz, v'chayiv oif v'niskom, remeir mechayiv. Remeir in that case holds y'chayiv v'achachomim poitrim. Hashaychiv misnab v'yodin, eich v'achum b'adam v'chassis. What's interesting over here is that we have a Mishnah Daf Pei Aleph that says Reb Shimon and the Chachom, and over here we have a Mishnah Daf Pei Hei that says Reb Meir Mechayiv, the same Machloikis, it's quoted B'Shem Reb Shimon and the Chachom, over here it's quoted B'Shem Reb Meir and the Chachom. Furthermore, the Mishnah Pei Aleph on the base says Reb Shimon Poiter, the Chachomim, the majority opinion is Chayiv, that it is called a Maaseh Shechita. To be considered a violation of Esves Benoit. You shechted the mother in the morning, and then you shechted the Vlad in the afternoon, and Vinitsis Trefa, and so on. Over there, Vachom Mechayvim. The Mishnah Pei says, Punk Faket. Mishnah quotes the minority opinion, Remeir Mechayiv. Vachachomim, the majority opinion is Vachachomim Mechayiv. So the Gemara tells us in Daf Pei Amud Aleph that really the Machloikis is one Machloikis. It's a machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Shimon. They're the two opinions. It happens to be over here, the Gemara says, I'm Reb Chiya Ba'aba, I'm Reb Yoichan, a fascinating thing. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was the final redactor of the Mishnah. Don't get that mixed up. The Rabbeinu HaKadosh is the mechaber of the Mishnayis. That's not true. The Mishnayis was a Mesoira, Mimois Kedem, from the Anshe Knesset HaGdol, the wording of the Mishnayis. There were discrepancies in the wording because there were small details of machlokes. We find machlokes in almost every parak in Shas Mishnayis. In every one of those, there was a discrepancy exactly how to write that down. Rebbe was the final editor of the Mishnayis to figure out which version of each Mishnah should be the final and which version would be considered a brisa, would be considered bachotz, that would only be considered misoyus of Teresh Bapa, but not Teresh B'Chzav. And the same is true that Rebbe sometimes worded the Mishnah kifi, the shita that he felt was most authoritative la'alocha. In this case, Rebbe did an interesting thing. Rebbe called the Chachomim on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis the shita that holds that a shchita she'ena ru'uya, shchita shrev shchitas isuri hano, the halacha is that it's chayiv. The Rebbe calls the Chachomim because he wants to tell us the halacha is that way. The opinion that's matir, who's Reb Shimon, the opinion that holds that that's not a shchita, Rebbe calls it das yochit. The Mishnah Pehei, ro Rebbe divrei chachomim legabe kisei adam, he held like the chachomim, the pater, legabe kisei adam, he held shchita shein ruyo, lav shmeit shchita. So this was Rebbe's way of giving over the psak halacha to consider one version more authoritative legabe Yosef es Benoit, and one legabe Kisadam. Now, what's interesting is that Machlokes Remeir and Reb Shimon, we don't find that Rebbe is a Manda Omer. Machlokes Remeir and Reb Shimon is from a previous door. They were Makabli Torah from Reb Akiva. Rebbe was the last of the last Dor of Tanan. Rebbe does not argue in a Mishnayis with Remeir and Reb Shimon. So Remeir has one opinion. Me and say Remeir holds that Shchita she'ena ruya in the wording of the Gemara, Shmei Shchita. Reb Shimon holds both by Kisya Namais Vesbenoi that Shchita she'ena ruya love Shmei Shchita. Comes along Rebbe. Rebbe says, no, I hold like him over here and over him like here. Who do you hold like? What type of opinion is that? What does it mean to be machriya halfway like this and halfway like that? What do you hold? Is shchita shein ruya shmei shchita or lav shmei shchita? So l'chor, the right way to understand Rebbe is to understand that there's two different definitions of shchita, and Rebbe defined that the Mishnah, the din of kisei adam, klape kisei adam, there's one definition of shchita. Klape Yosef Esbenayt is a different definition of shchita. If it has a definition of shchita, mevel shchita shein ruya. Shmei Shchita. If it does not have a definition of Shchita, Shchita in Sheni Ruya, love Shmei Shchita. Why is there a chil between Oisiv Esmei Kis Adam? What are these two definitions of Shchita? So this goes back really to a fundamental principle that we've been saying over and over again, Be'ez Hashem, in this Masechta. In every Shchita, there's two parts of the Shchita. There's the Maisa Shchita. We'll use Treifa as an illustration because that's really what we're talking about. We explained in Shirim in the second parak. Classic Yisoid. Reb Chaim explains that treifa, the fact that an animal that has a hole in the lungs and so on, all the different treifas, is also to be eaten, is not that the shchita is, pasha, the shchita was completed. There's an issa treifa. Reb Chaim says that what happens is that the treifa disturbs the ability of the shchita to be matted animal. Normally, when a person shechts an animal, he does a ma'aseh shchita, that creates a chalois heter, that creates an effect of a heter achilo that's chal on the animal. Moshul, if you take part of the animal before it was shechted, that's ev menachai. After an animal is shechted, the heter shchita is chal on the whole behemoth. What happens by trefer, Chaim explains, is that the shchita is a shchita, and that's why it's not matam benevela. It's not nevela. It didn't die of natural causes. It died as a result of a ma'aseh shchita. But that ma'aseh shchita in an animal that's a treifa does not create a heter achil. So what we have over here is that shchita shein ruya, the definition, the precise definition of shchita shein ruya is that there's a ma'aseh shchita, but it does not create a heter achilo in the animal. Rebbe held that that's choluk between Oisiv Esbenayt and Kisei Adam. Kisei Adam is a din that sources itself in a heter achila. When the Torah says you can, when the Torah sees a shchita, when we do a shchita, where that shchita is matir, the meat, that heter achila creates a mechayev of Kisei Adam. Oisiv Esbenayt not doing the ma'aseh shchita and a vlad and a mother together, the way we explained the previous year, is an issue in the ma'aseh shchita, not in the heter. So, Medel Gabi Oisav Esbenoi Ro Rebbe Divri HaMachmirim, that Shchita Shein Ruyo Shmei Shchita. The Gabi Kisei Adam, Kisei Adam is totally in the Chalois Heter Achilo. In that vein, the Halacha would be that it's totally in Rebbe held, at least Rebbe held, that Kisei Adam Shchita Shein Ruyo Lav Shmei Shchita. Let's try to qualify this a little bit. But before we go back into the sugis to show the difference between Shchut Echutz and Kisei Adam, let's explain as Akdom, L'Saber Sa'iz and L'Fi Taimei HaMitzvahs. Taimei HaMitzvahs is something that the Chinuch, the Malbim, Reb Shamshon Vol Hirsch and others were Oisik in. Of course, when we are Oisik in Taimei HaMitzvahs, we do not purport to have be the final word or have a full clarity into the point of the mitzvah. What we try to do is we try to define mitzvahs in terms of what the Torah is telling us. A tam is like a taste. Taimei HaMitzvahs means to have a taste in a mitzvah. But sometimes having a taste of what the Rishonim tell us is the flavor of the mitzvah, even though there's much deeper aspects of the mitzvah going on. The mitzvahs are rooted in the Olam HaSol Yoinim. They're not rooted in our world. Kol Ha'omer, the Gemara tells us in Brachos, Kol Ha'omer on a tzipor, that the reason why we chase away the mother, Shluch HaKan, is because of Rachmonus, Meshaskin Oisei, because you're sticking in your own two cents into the Rebbeinu Shlomo's wisdom. But what we can do on the Kadmoinim, give us a glimpse into a way to see the mitzvah, some type of clarity. We can use that sometimes to define for ourselves in halacha the gedorim, the proper parameters of a mitzvah. In this case, we have a very clear definition based on what Reb Shamshon Val Hirsch tells us regarding the mitzvah of Espinoi. What's that? Rabbi Hirsch, Zichron Levracha, says that the geder of Oisev Espinoi is that at the point Shechita is a triumph man as he prepares to absorb animal kingdom into himself. A person is not an animal. A person is not a balchai. A person is a balbechir. He's a feeling, living organism where the center of a human being's world is his emotional world, and he has a seichel, he has a koich habechira, and those two koiches, his seichel and his emotions, are mishtalit, control his guf, and not like an animal, where his emotional reflex system is only in order to serve his guf. By man is pungfaket, the guf and its reflexes, and its instincts, needs, desires, and so on, are all there to serve, to ennoble his emotional state. His emotional state is there in order for him to live in mental and spiritual companionship, kivyochel, with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the difference between a man and a behemah. And when man absorbs behemah in him, he has to do the utmost not to be oisik in any way, in any behavior that is reflective of animal kingdom, in order to separate himself from the animal. He absorbs into himself the guf of the behemoth, not in any way the reflex system, not the emotional system of the behemoth. Says Rabbi Hirsch, that at that point, there's a special sensitivity to shechting oisiv es benoit, because there's an act of cruelty in that. Outwardly, it's an act of cruelty. A person of Shech and Oisiv has been in two different parts. But the sensitivity level that one is mechuyiv to have when one is shechting at the point of Shechita is mechayiv in biyoy mechod, at least in one frame of reference, in one sphere of activity, not to shecht in a way where that Shechita is consistent with animal cruelty, with instinctive cruelty, with the jungle, with the natural world, where feelings, where emotions, where rachmonis does not hold sway. That's the Yisavayisav Espinoi. Kisei Adam, Reb Shamshon Val Hirsch, explains a similar idea, but different insofar as what we're talking about. Kisei Adam, he explains that as the dam runs freely, the time of mitzvahs for dam, which is put on the mezbeach, and the Torah relates that to the fact that outside the Beis HaMikdash is an Issa Chomer, an Issa Chorus of eating dam. All that is related to the fact, Ki Adam Wa Nefesh, the dam is the emotional world, because it is the life force, the life energy of the animal. To take not the basar of the animal, but to take the life force, the dam of the animal into oneself, is to absorb the personality of the behemoth into oneself. There's an Issa Chomer on that, because one turns oneself into an animal. The reason why it was put on the Mizbeach is because when one brought a carbon, what he was doing is he was being makriv any bit of animal world that there exists in him al Mizbeach. He's saying, I'm not anymore going to have shaykhis with the animal world. I am a human being. I am a tzelem alekim who's nivchar to be mizdabik in the Ribbono Shel Olam. In that sense, kisi adam, the sensitivity is to that the blood shouldn't even be seen. When one is creating basar to be absorbed into the system, one has to get rid of the dam. One has to get to cover over the dam in order to obliterate seeing the dam as part of, when one eats that food, one can't eat it with the dam still on the outside. Kilo, one has to cover over the dam that shouldn't be nicker, shouldn't be noticeable, shouldn't be recognizable when one eats the basa. In that sense, we can understand that kisi adam has to do with when one eats the meat, one doesn't absorb the blood into the system, so one not only doesn't eat the blood, one covers over the blood. That has to do with the heter achila. Kisei Adam is a direct outgrowth of, what we just explained, the achilas basa. A behema, which was shecht and found treifa, does not have a heter achila. If it doesn't have a heter achila, there's no creation of the imperative of kisei adam. Masha'enkein, when we're talking about Oisiv Es Benoi, the point of Oisiv Es Benoi is when one does a ma'isa shechita, one has to be sensitive to avoid the cruelty inherent in Shechita Zayis Ves B'nai B'yayim Echot. That has to do with the Maisa Shechita. Now, again, when one shechtens nisnabla biyode, that's not a ma'aser shechita, halachically at least. But shechitas treifa is halachically a shechita. It's just missing in its ability to create heter achila. But since it's a ma'aser shechita, so well, it has in it the shame ma'aser shechita to aser the shechita of the vlad. So this would be a distinction between kisei adam oisiv es benoi. That's on a machshava level. In the next year, we'll take this back to the sugyas and we'll open up some more of the details. And it will be somewhat of a summary of Perek Oisiv Es Benoi and as well as the Hagdoma to Perek Kisei Adam Be'ez Sesha.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.